Kathleen,
you are originally from Missouri. I love Missouri. Yep. I went to the Ozarks with my parents back in the early 90s. It was a hoot.
Oh, yeah. That's where we vacationed every summer, and I still have a place down there, and that's where I go.
One of the things I loved about Missouri, we took a little trip into one of the town squares, and they were having some great big festival with huge kettles of food, and people were dancing and clogging.
Oh, wow. You have never experienced that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I've never performed at anything like that. Might be fun.
Have you ever been to Upper Michigan before?
No, I've never been up there, so I'm excited. I don't know exactly where the casino that I'm working at is, but I'm going to find it.
I'll give you a heads up. The people in the UP were known as Upers, and we are obsessed with pasties, saunas, and ice.
Okay, good, because I'm going to try to do some ice fishing while I'm up there.
Right.
I've seen the videos and stuff, so I know what I'm getting into.
It's going to be an experience. Do you enjoy a sauna?
I don't know. You mean like a, yeah, sure, like a sauna, like get in where it's hot? Yeah, that'd be great.
When you come here, you'll have to experience everything.
Yeah, I've got two days, so I'm excited to have enough time up there to actually do something rather than just in and out.
What was the first show you ever did before the last Comic Standing?
It was an open mic night at a comedy club called The Funny Bone.
Oh, yeah.
In St. Louis.
What was that experience like?
It was fine. There weren't that many people there. There was probably only 30 people there, so it didn't seem like an overwhelming thing. It was fun. I mean, I knew a couple of the guys that were there, and we just had some beers and had fun. I was just maybe a little bit nervous, I guess, but I don't know. We had a couple beers, and it just seemed like a conversation, really.
Did you speak with audience members?
No, I didn't talk to the crowd. I still don't talk to the crowd. That's like opening Pandora's box. You don't know what you're going to get. So I just try to do my jokes and do it and then just be done with it.
You're very down to earth.
Oh, well, thanks. It should be kind of conversational. That's what I'm hoping for.
Was your family funny?
Yeah, everybody's pretty funny. I mean, I have six siblings, so everybody's pretty funny all in all when there's a bunch of people.
How much of an influence would you say your funny family had?
It's just the way we were. I really wouldn't call it influence. It's just the way we are.
When you have time before a performance, how do you prepare for that?
It's just like any other job. I just get in the shower, then go down to work and do the sound check like at 6:30 and the show's at 8 and just have a cup of coffee and then just go on stage.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I wouldn't set myself up for that.
Were there any performances that you did where it was like the best you ever did, and what made it so?
Gosh, I don't really, there's never been anyone that stands out like that. You know, there's been just a lot of really fun shows over the years, but nothing really stands out like that.
Where would you say you get your best material from?
Just everyday life, really. I mean, I think that's what people like my act. It's just everyday stuff that normal people, you know, I'm just living in regular life. So
right.
Just everyday stuff and my family and sometimes the news, just everyday stuff.
So this is real. This is like a natural gift you have, and you obviously have a good memory.
Well, for this stuff, I guess I do. For other stuff, probably not as much. Yeah, you know, enough to get the job done.
In all of your years of performing, how would you say you have grown?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm more, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm just always kind of doing the job. So there's no real difference, I wouldn't think, between now or 10 years ago. Or, I mean, I still kind of talk about the same things. And, you know, it's just a slow build.
What is one of your favorite topics to discuss? And I've seen you, so you cover pretty much everything.
The news and my family and, you know, all those things.
And influences in your early career, who would you say was kind of a trailblazer for you?
There really wasn't. We didn't really think about that. We were just in the clubs doing our thing. I didn't really watch. There wasn't really much stand-up on TV unless you saw somebody for 3 minutes on the Tonight Show, but we didn't really have any.
Do you consider yourself brave?
No, it's not to me, but I guess if people had a fear of public speaking, it would seem weird, but I don't, so it's just, you know, it's just a fun job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fortunate, because I don't know what I'd be doing if I wasn't doing this, so I'm glad I found it.
I caught a little bit of a program you did down south, and your dad called in.
Yeah, he called in to Headline News to get the weather report.
That is is so funny. And I loved how you handled it. Oh, my dad wants to talk to the weather guy. Okay.
Hey.
Very, very gracious. And I thought, how sweet. How sweet. It's just a family affair. Your father's proud. Family's watching you do what you do and then calling in and sharing your time. What would you say is one of your most favorite things about performing live and being a part of a group of people who love to laugh?
I just am lucky that I have a job that I really like, and I get to travel, and I like, you know, seeing other places, and it's really just that simple.
Out of all of the places that you've been, what stands out for you? Do you have any standout places?
No, I have a bunch of them, but it's all, you know, sometimes it's a great theater, sometimes it's just a fun city, sometimes it's, you know, just friends that I have in that town, so I'm pretty much happy wherever I go.
Tell me about Boxed Wine and Bigfoot.
That's just the name of the tour we picked because I have some jokes about that stuff. So that's just the kind of the tour name.
Let me ask you this. Do you find that wherever you go, people want to put you on the spot or they ask you jokes or they give you jokes? What's it like when you're just going about your daily business? You got to go to the dentist, you know, things like that.
Most people are pretty normal about it, and you know, they may have seen me on Netflix or something, and they're just nice. Like, they don't really put me on the spot, so that's nice.
Where would you say you spend the most time?
On the road.
If you could just stop for a while, where would you like to be?
Just at home in the Ozarks. That's where I usually go.
If you were to encourage people, like people just getting into what you are doing now, what would you say to them?
Just keep going and telling jokes, no matter where it is. Just keep telling jokes. That seems to work for me, so that's what I would do.
Thank you, Kathleen. I look forward to seeing your show.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.